Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Friday, January 6th. Today, Colorado Sun reporter Tamara Chung talks to Penn Street with AIN Colorado about how people can listen to Colorado Sun stories read out loud online. Before we begin, the Colorado Sun needs your help to support visual journalism at the Sun. The Sun's photographer, Olivia Sun, is a Report for America Corps member. Report for America is a nonprofit organization which places talented emerging journalists into local newsrooms. Any contributions help continue the program. To learn more, visit coloradosun.com/RFA. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. Starting in the late 19th century, Colorado Springs had enjoyed an international reputation as a vacation destination for the rich and powerful. But a new industry debuted in El Paso County on this day in 1942 when the U.S. Army announced plans for a training facility on donated land south of the city. The Army appropriated $25 million for the project and erected a headquarters building before the end of the month. It took the name Camp Carson in honor of renowned scout and officer Kit Carson. A crew of more than 11,000 workers erected barracks and other facilities within a matter of months, enough to serve more than 37,000 soldiers, officers, and nurses at a time. More than 100,000 service personnel passed through Camp Carson during World War II. It supported satellite posts, including the mountain facility at Camp Hale on Tennessee Pass, and housed 9,000 German and Italian prisoners of war who performed manual labor across the state. Camp Carson faced decommissioning after World War II, but the Korean War offered the post a new purpose. It earned a promotion to fort status in 1954 and flourished as an armored combat facility, expanding to more than 200 square miles in El Paso, Fremont, and Pueblo counties. Fort Carson also went on to prepare soldiers for combat in Iraq and Afghanistan and remains an integral part of our national defense. Before we continue, a quick message. Join the Colorado Sun for its 2023 legislative session preview. On January 11th, join politics reporter and editor Jesse Paul as he speaks with lawmakers about the upcoming session. The event is free and virtual. Sign up today at coloradosun.com/events. Next, our feature story.
Welcome to the Colorado Sun's Daily Sun Up podcast, Colorado. I'm Tamara Chung, one of the business reporters here at the Sun, and I am the host of today's podcast. And today we've got something a little different. I recently learned about the Audio Information Network Colorado. This is an organization that helps people with visual difficulties listen to the news and hear all about Colorado Sun stories. And today, Penn Street, who is the Development and Outreach Director, is with me today. Hi, Penn.
Hi, Tamara. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining me today. Can you tell us more about your organization and help our readers understand what you guys have to offer?
Absolutely. First and foremost, we've been around for over 30 years. And so it always shocks me when people don't know about us because we do have a pretty big footprint in Colorado. We are a nonprofit and we offer audio editions of most of Colorado newspapers, including the Colorado Sun. And we also provide audio editions of sales ads. And then we also have a ton of other podcasts, everything from yoga, gardening, sports, even some in-house podcasts like my own, which is called Aftersight. And all of these are absolutely free to anyone who identifies as being print impaired. So obviously, if you're blind or visually impaired, that definitely covers you. But it's also, Tamara, it might be somebody who is dyslexic, or maybe somebody who has Parkinson's or something like that, where it's really hard to hold the newsprint still and uses an audio format as a better accessible route. So yeah, we've been around a long time. And Luckily for us, Rocky Mountain PBS gives us a free signal and they offered up, over 3 decades. And so people can listen through Rocky Mountain PBS, but we also, you can call into our organization and listen on the phone. You just follow the prompts you can go onto our website and listen that way, or you can actually ask your smart speaker. We're on all of the big podcast platforms, you know, like Google, Apple, all of those, and just ask for audio, you know, Alexa, play Audio Information Network of Colorado. So there's lots of ways to listen. And again, we're absolutely free. We do, if you are print impaired, we do ask you to go onto the website or even call us and register as a listener. But because we are a nonprofit and we rely heavily on grants, we need that data so that we can get more grant funding. It is absolutely free, whether you're registered or not, but it is really nice when you do register because that helps us out.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I recently heard about you through our own site because you guys read our stories out loud, and I didn't know that. So thanks for doing that. But, you know, one reason why I thought, you know, I should have you guys on the podcast is because just last week I heard from the daughter of one of our members who said her mom had to cancel because she couldn't see anymore. And that made me think, oh my goodness, there's the AIN Colorado, and I bet she could become one of your listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we really, really, really appreciate that. And we don't have any age restrictions. Most of our listeners are, you know, seniors, but we even have kids because we do have a couple of kids programs. So even kiddos get a lot out of our programming.
Yeah. So you read news stories in Colorado Sun. How did that start? I mean, has that been part of the mission for the whole time, or is this?
Well, I think really since you guys were founded, which I know you're one of the founders, but we look for new newspapers that are coming out, or we have we'll actually have a listener like, hey, do you guys know that this new paper has started and I really want access to it? However, you guys had published a story, it's been over a year ago, that really caught my eye because, excuse my pun because I'm visually impaired, but it really caught my eye because it really turned the blind world, not just in Colorado, on its heels, but it was a story that really needed to be told. And so when that came across, and I had access to that because, yes, I work for AINC, but I've been a listener for decades. And when that story came across, it was something that really resonated with me and my community. And I knew how brave it had to have been of all of you to put that story out. And so then that drew me into the Colorado Sun. And so I listen a lot more now and try to follow more of your stories because I know that story was a hard one for you guys to put together, and I'm really glad you did.
Yeah, that story for listeners is one by David Gilbert, one of our reporters last year, who wrote about the abuse and other misconduct allegations at the Colorado Center for the Blind. And yeah, that was a tough story for us, just like many investigative stories. You know, I mean, really takes people on the ground to ask these questions, and getting that type of reporting out there takes effort and funding and stuff. And that's why we are so grateful that we have members who support us.
I mean, you guys don't just regurgitate news because we hear that. You know, I'm so thankful that we have all of our volunteers reading all of the papers across Colorado. But what I hear is that the same story is put out in multiple papers, where your stories are never regurgitated. They're truly journalism at its heart. So,
and this isn't an ad, folks.
No, it's not.
But thanks for noticing. We appreciate that. So how does this work? I mean, can people listen on demand? Or, you know, do they tune in at certain times for either the Colorado Sun stories or other reporting from the state?
All of the above. And most of our programming is in Spanish and in English. So that gives even more access. But we do have on demand. So like if you call on the phone, which it's real easy, it's a Colorado number, 303-786-7777, and you just follow the prompts. And then if you go onto the website, you can also listen on demand. You can pick what program you want, And that website is aincolorado.org. Or you can use your smart speaker and play a specific program. Or if you, you know, if you prefer, we can actually send you a digital receiver. And that way, it's like a radio. It's really simple. And sometimes people prefer that. You just turn the dial and it automatically tunes into our Rocky Mountain PBS station. And that is, it's the program. So, and we can even send you a program so that you know the exact time that like the Colorado Sun is playing. So it's both. You can listen to it streaming, or you can listen to it on demand. So either way. And we even provide people who have internet that identify as having a print impairment, we will even send them a smart speaker so that they can not only access us and Colorado Sun, but they can also access so much more through the smart speaker.
Okay. And you know what I really like about it too, and sort of the exposure hopefully you're getting from being on this podcast, is for listeners who may not be visually impaired, but have a family member or friend. And, you know, this is a great opportunity to keep those folks up to date on local news.
Well. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm going to be 55 in March, and reading a newspaper was never on my radar ever because I'm visually impaired, and newsprint has never been ideal for somebody even with low vision. And so I was in my, you know, early 30s when I came across Audio Information Network of Colorado at a resource fair. And they handed me a digital receiver, told me how to use it. And my brain exploded because for the first time in my entire life, I had access to the local news. And I lived in Estes Park, which at that time only had one newspaper. So, you know, I had friends and family talking about, oh, did you see so-and-so in the newspaper? No, I didn't, you know. And then when I moved to Loveland and I ran for, you know, city council, it became really important for me to not only know the news in my town, but to know the news throughout my district. And so I can't imagine my life now without having access to the newspaper. But for a lot of people, it's like with me, it was just never on their radar. And that makes me sad because it is absolutely free. And it's so important to stay connected to your community and what's happening. And it's just wrong that people don't feel like they have that when in Colorado, especially, you do. So I do, you know, I want everybody to go out there and check us out for, you know, like Tamara said, maybe you're not visually impaired or have a print impairment, but maybe you know somebody. We also have just a lot of fun, really helpful resources on our website that you can access as well.
This is amazing. And I'm so glad I've gotten to know more about your organization, Penn. You know, thank you so much for joining me today. And I just wanted to iterate the website, which is aincolorado.org. And could you share that phone number again, Penn?
Absolutely. It's 303-786-7777.
Well, thanks, Penn. I appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Sunup.
Thanks, Tamara.
Read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Governor Jared Polis says helping migrants in Denver get to other towns is a respectful response to help them complete an arduous journey, not part of the politics being played among some governors. Denver has seen a large influx of migrants the past month, and outreach workers have been buying tickets for those trying to reach family or friends in other states, one person at a time. Polis said this week the state would take over those operations. He said Colorado is not forcing people to leave and has extended invitations to everyone to stay. The FCC's new national broadband map is causing confusion among some Coloradans. Many have found it shows services that aren't available or providers that have denied them service. There are only a few days left for residents to challenge the map, which will determine how much of a $42.5 billion pot of federal money each state will receive for broadband infrastructure improvements. Colorado could receive up to $700 million to connect households that internet companies have bypassed due to distance, terrain, or lack of financial viability. The deadline for challenges to the map is January 13th. Four Colorado electric co-ops are asking the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to order the return of $6.9 million in fuel charges in a complaint against Xcel Energy. Core Electric Cooperative, Holy Cross Energy, Yampo Electric, and Grand Valley Power contend Xcel mismanaged its natural gas supplies during a 2021 winter storm. In the complaint, the group says Xcel directed its own natural gas supply to meet reserve requirements rather than generate power during the storm, causing the co-ops to buy more expensive gas on the open market. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow. The Colorado Sun is nonpartisan and completely independent. We're always dedicated to telling the in-depth stories we need today more than ever. And the Sun is supported by readers and listeners like you. Right now, you can head to coloradosun.com and become a member, starting at $5 per month. And if you bump it up to $20 per month, you'll get access to our politics newsletter, The Unaffiliated, as well as our outdoors newsletter, The Outsider, and our health and environment newsletter, The Temperature. All three exclusive newsletters delivered to your inbox every week.